Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Joy in the Morning. I think this is episode 6. This is my occasional podcast where I'm recording the way I'm processing my thinking and feeling after the death of my mother. It's personal, it's unedited, I don't have time for editing, so it's a bit raw, both in its content and in its style. In fact, it's very windy today, so I've put my woolly hat over my phone as I walk around and record. I hope it still comes out okay. But I find that I figure out what I'm feeling and thinking by talking and writing, and I'm hoping that this will help me to process my grief in a healthy way, but also perhaps it might help any of us who have been or are going through a time of grief or will do in the future. And if you have any questions or comments, please do drop me a line, either wherever you hear this recording or via email, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Today, I've been thinking about my feelings of weakness. Over the last month, and in fact it's a month today that my mother died. She died on the 5th of February 2021, it's today the 5th of March. So over the last month, one of the things that's become very clear to me in my grieving is how I often feel weak. My emotions are quite close to the surface. I've talked in an earlier episode about how easily irritated I have become at times. And sometimes small things can make me feel very emotional. I read something yesterday in a new book I've been reading, Prayer in the Night, I think it's called. And it's really about prayer, but it's also quite a lot about loss, as the author writes very candidly and openly about her time of grief when her father died unexpectedly and she had a miscarriage. It's a terrific little book, what I've read so far, but I was reading as a beautiful part of the story about the impact that prayer had on her and those around her in the hospital when she was going through her miscarriage. And all of a sudden I felt the tears well up in my eyes in a way that probably wouldn't normally happen. So I know my feelings are somewhat raw and a bit close to the surface. And I think it's part of a realization or a recognition that I'm feeling weak. I feel more weak than usual. I feel more weak in my body. I get tired a lot more quickly at the moment. And my emotions are more raw. And as I say, this impatience is something I'm guarding against, but it's with me. So I'm feeling weak, and it seems to me that grief makes us weak. It doesn't necessarily mean that's a bad thing, of course, because what occurs to me is, well, maybe I'm that weak all the time. It's just I don't notice, or I don't like to acknowledge it, or I don't like to face it. I don't like it to be too visible, because at the moment I find it harder to hide my weakness than usual. There are times I just can't do something or talk to somebody or express something. So I wonder whether part of the purpose of grief or part of the blessing of grief might be to bring me more in touch with my weaknesses. And I've been studying the life of Abraham for a while, and we've been preaching and teaching through it in Thames Valley and in Watford. And I was looking in detail at Genesis 20 the last few days, because I'm preaching on that this Sunday for Watford. And I look at Abraham as a towering figure of faith. Of course he is. But then in chapter 20, he tries to pass off his wife as his sister to Abimelech, which he did before with Pharaoh earlier on in Genesis. And he surely should have learned his lesson from what happened there. He does the same thing in Genesis 20. And there's a, well, you know, there's a sense in which I look at that and I think, Abraham, what were you thinking? But then again, there's a another side of it, which is, Abraham, I think you're rather like me. Someone who struggles with a lot of the same things over and again. Someone who is weak. And circumstances, certain things happen that reveal the weakness. This weakness in him wasn't revealed in chapter 19, 18, 17, 16, all the things going on there. This weakness, the way he gives into fear and tries to manipulate the situation, is revealed. His weakness in that area is revealed by the situation when he meets Abimelech. And so perhaps grief is one of the ways that God helps me to be clearer in seeing and understanding my own weakness, and maybe then to be more sober about it and perhaps be better prepared for the next time that I'm in a similar situation. So anyway, I share all this to say that I'm thinking and praying about my weaknesses and about, well, not just my weaknesses, but being weak, feeling weak. Paul talked about that, didn't he? Who's not weak, and, you know, I'm weak as well. I mean, the Apostle Paul, and being weak isn't a good excuse for anything like sin, but it is a reality that my grief is bringing more into a sharper focus. That's what I wanted to talk about today. That's what's on my mind. So I don't know if any of that makes, you know, connects for you, but I would be interested to know if you've got any thoughts on how it is that grief makes us weak. Perhaps it's not your experience, perhaps this is just mine. Perhaps not everybody who goes through grief feels weak. Certainly I have been feeling, and even today do feel weak. I've done a few things this morning. I'm having a later prayer walk today. It's sort of lunchtime. And I've had some prayer, and I'm walking home now, and I already feel that I'm not going to get as much done today as I'd like to. I'm not going to get as much done today as I would have done, say, a month and a half ago on this particular Friday. I like Fridays. And there are things to do this afternoon I will do, but I want to do more, and I just don't think I can. I suppose I have to be realistic about my energy levels at the moment, and I need to be sober about not being self-indulgent, but I've also got to be reasonable about what God demands of me given the grieving. I don't know how to figure all this out. If I did, I'd be telling you how to, and I'm telling myself, and I don't. But this is life at the moment, 1 month on from my mother passing away. Thank you to all of you who've been praying for me and those I love around me and my family. I'm really grateful. And thanks for listening to this. And if you've got any thoughts, you drop me a line, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. And I do hope and pray that for me and for you, especially if you're going through a time of grieving right now, of loss, I would pray that your experience would be, as it says in Psalm 30, the verse there, after which my mother was named, her name is Joy. And she was called Joy after that wonderful verse in Psalm 30, which says, I think it's the King James Version that says, weeping may remain for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And I pray for you that, however weak you may feel, that joy will come in the morning. Till the next time, take care and God bless.